God, I love recycling. Recycling. Yeah, that's the way to go. Brianna Kovalin, Wilkin County Recycling. Not emergency services, recycling.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know I'm into Bill Alexander, the happy painter.
Yeah, but I don't know if everybody else knows that.
Well, they do now.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Because every once in a while, I'll just sort of break into that.
Got it.
So
okay.
That's the reason. And I know you enjoy
it. Kind of took me off guard.
I know, like, I know. Mm. But we're talking recycling, which we're doing the entire month of April. And good news, the premiums are oh so nice.
Yes, much better this year. We are currently at 42 cents a pound, but that is only for the month of April.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a little bit of incentive in April to bring in your aluminum cans to get those recycled. So 42 cents a pound. Unless you bring in more than 100 pounds, we're going to give you 44 cents. So anything over 100 pounds, 44 cents a pound. Or if you're going to donate any quantity to one of the organizations that we collect for, they will always get 44 cents a pound all April long.
Did you open up last week, or am I off by a few days here?
Our first day on the incentive was Thursday.
How'd you do? Did you get a good turnout?
Well, it was fine. It's usually slow in the beginning of the month, which, you know, we've accepted. And then Saturday, of course, it snowed and it was a holiday weekend. So it wasn't a stellar performance by any means on Saturday. But I think this week we're going to get busy.
Tomorrow, yeah, I think. And again, this is this just a Tuesday and Thursday thing?
Tuesdays,
right?
And Saturdays. Thursdays from 10 until 6 and Saturdays from 8 until noon.
All right.
Yep. So, but this is only the incentive price for April. So if you want to get this price of 42 cents a pound or 44 cents a pound, it has to be in April. So get it in gear.
All right.
Get it into me in April.
And so I've asked you this every year, every April we talk about this. So you take in all of this aluminum. What happens then? I mean, we recycle all this, which is great.
Right. So we bale it up. We have a commercial baler. We turn it into those giant baled bricks that you see. And then we ship it out through Minn Kota Recycling, and they find a buyer for it. And typically, it's melted down to create more aluminum.
More
cans.
Aluminum, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the beauty of recycling.
Absolutely. They're actually called used beverage containers, not aluminum cans. So that's a fun fact for you for
okay,
the day. We call it UBC, used beverage containers, which means it will be made into more beverage containers.
I'll never remember that, so I'm just going to call them aluminum cans.
That's
and
absolutely
you'll
fine,
correct
too.
Me
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do know what I'm talking about. So, again, great premiums, and tomorrow you're open, Thursday you're open, and Saturday you're open, too.
Correct.
And again, folks, if you've got anything huge,
yes,
call
if
ahead.
You are going to bring in a semi-trailer full, a horse trailer full, any sort of load of aluminum in excess of, you know, 300, 400, 500 pounds.
I can't imagine.
Give me a call in advance so we can set aside a special time for you or have a special area set aside for you so we can keep servicing the rest of the public while we work through yours, because that takes a little while.
Yeah.
Especially if it's bagged. So if it's in 4,000 grocery bags,
oh man,
it's going to take some time.
Has that happened before?
It has. I still have flashbacks to when a couple teenagers came in. I think mom and dad sent them out. Here, go haul in all the aluminum. But it was a horse trailer filled to the top of grocery bags. And each bag maybe had 8 cans in it.
Oh.
It took hours.
I bet it did.
So save us some time. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to bring that stuff in a we'll call it a quick release fashion, where you have them in contractor bags or in seed tote bags, or it's just loose and we can dump it on the floor and weigh it out that way. You know, whatever is going to work the quickest for us is mm-hmm. what we would prefer. But we get it. Sometimes you've been saving aluminum for years and they're in trash bags and grocery bags and all of that. And it just takes some time. But then be patient with us, because it takes some time.
Yeah, it does take time.
But if you have a really large load, give us a call in advance, 218-643-5815, and we can set up a special time for you.
And please, if you can too, you know, you and I have talked about this too, as entertaining as it can be, please try to clean it up so you don't get, you know, a lot of other stuff mixed in with the aluminum.
We prefer that the contaminants not be in there.
Yeah.
So if you could keep your recyclables clean, meaning separate them out, don't have your plastic and the cardboard and the trash mixed in with the aluminum. If you could bring the stuff in clean, we'd really prefer that.
Is that where we found Pomeroy, our recycling cat? I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared again. But you brought me
he's back in the corner.
An animatronic cat, which is kind of creepy.
He actually came in the cardboard.
In the cardboard. Okay, so it wasn't with the aluminum.
No, that's why he's so clean. He came in with the cardboard. I still am curious if some child lost it.
Oh, I hope not.
Forever their animatronic cat is gone.
Yeah. It's been sitting in here.
He's now in your possession. He's
I know.
Been here for years. but he looked clean and loved. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking somebody probably put this in by mistake or some kid snuck it into a box and then the box ended up in the recycling. But things like that happen too. We do find
he's our mascot here.
Things.
He is. He's kind of our mascot. Kind of creepy, but he's our mascot.
But overall, our recycling containers have gotten a lot cleaner
Good.
Since we've been talking about this.
Good, please, yeah.
For a while, I would make a list. Remember the year I made a list every week, and it was what did the bin bring in?
You had crutches, I think. Somebody threw in some crutches in there. And
golf clubs.
Yeah, golf clubs. That's what
bumper,
it was.
Mm-hmm. Like all sorts of weird stuff comes in all the time. But again, that doesn't belong in the recycling. You may think because it's made of some sort of components that could be recycled that you can put it in the bin and we'll know what to do with it. We're going to have to throw it away because it's not a material that we accept or it has to be disassembled or it's not something that can be recycled at all. Yeah. So if our containers aren't labeled for that item, don't put that item in there.
Good idea. Good thinking. And you'll be in on Wednesday. We're going to talk more about you being open on Thursday, but tomorrow, the times again.
10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
All right, folks, you missed any of this conversation. Again, these are all available and will be available on our website under the podcast early this afternoon. Brianna Koval, I love April because I get you three times a week and we just get to talk.
Absolutely.
And who knows what impression I'm going to pull out on you here on Wednesday, but.
I'll
thanks
keep
for
that in mind.
Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
thank you.
How was your Easter, by the way?
It was very nice.
Okay.
Yep. It was very quiet. Very nice. No real comments on that. It was just a snowy Easter.
Yeah. Boy, was it ever. And sloppy. Thank you for stopping in. We'll see you Wednesday.
Absolutely.
It's 9:48. Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This world gives more than I can take.